iedereen. S, en nog gauw. Jawe, S, en Shalui. Bij je bossen, Jacob, we wadoi. Bij je obliki, Shimoi. Ad Alois, Ashocha. Wat is Indien, Jacob, Avinu. Bij je bossen, Jacob, we wadoi. Jacob, Avinu. Coming back now. Stay in Choron with Lovon. We know. He sent a message to Esav. Lovon Garti. Says Rashi, Lovon Garti, Targeb Mitzvah Shomati. Esav Arosha was sure that if Yaakov Avinu went to Lovon, he's going to lose it all. He's going to lose everything. He was sure. Yaakov Avinu was not going to stay Yaakov Avinu if he goes and lives with Lovon Arosha. We know, Kol Yaakov, like Diamond Day Esav. What keeps Klal Yisrael on top is Kol Zman, that Hakol Kol Yaakov. Kol Zman Yaakov Avinu is steiging. That's what keeps Klal Yisrael on top. That's what Esav Chat, he has to stop. That's what he has to stop. Yaakov Avinu comes back, and not only in Lovon Garti v'tarek mitzvah shomarti, what's pshat by Yevose Yaakov Levado? A person goes through life, he always has help. Yaakov Avinu always, and I feel a malachim with him. Now he was left Levado, I feel from malachim. Nothing. Garnished. He hit a madrega. And he was levada. And a person's left for an Isoyim to fight at the Malach, the Sar Shel Esav. Isoyim he never had before. Now he's left levada. Because that's an Isoyim. When a person is levada, and he has to use what? His own kliches. A person has to take from his own kliches now and pass the test. If when a Madrega from Levadoi state as the, to get a little bit Hasidish, yeah, the Malochim, they were Shnir, right? They were created on Shein, right? As the Burnish Lord, and then the Malochim, they were Shnir, they were the second. They can't be the first. They can't reach that Madrega of being one, alone. They were never alone. The only one that was alone that we find the Lashon of Levadoi by is Eved Milvada is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Over here, use the same lashon for Yaakov Avinu. A person can reach that Madrega. A person can reach that Madrega. Yaakov Avinu reached such a high Madrega, we'll see in a minute. And the one says in Megillah, the Rabbeinu Shalom called Yaakov Avinu Keo. One says, called him Keo after this trip, he's coming back. Yaakov Avinu hit a Madrega from Levada, there was nothing else. He was completely dovuk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Completely. He passed every Nisoyin in the book. He was tested. Dafke neged his midah. His midah's ha-emes. He was tested. And everyone was sure he's going to fall. That's it. With Esav he was tested. Now he's by Lovon. He lived with Lovon 21 years. He's going to keep this midah ha-emes. He was tested and he was tested and he was tested and he didn't fall. He went weiter and weiter and weiter, and he steigt to reach a Madrega from Levada. Levada? With that, he was ready to fight what? A Malach. With that, with no help, no one on his side, him and the Malach. And what did the Malach call him? Afterwards, the Malach called him Yisrael. Melech asked him his name, he said, Yaakov. He said, we're not going to call you Yaakov anymore. Ki im Yisroel, we're going to call you Yisroel. Why? Ki sori soel meloikin, limanoshim vatucho. He fought godly beings. He fought people vatucho, and you succeeded. So just a kasha. The Rebbe told me kasha, you're from Melech Binyamin. So why didn't you call Yaakov Tucho? Why do you call him Sarisa? He's Sarisa because he fought a Tucho. You see, he succeeded. Call him Tucho. Why call him Yisrael? He said, because Klal Yisrael, Aid, is all about the fight. It's not about the victory, necessarily. Remember, we had a speaker here last year, right? He spoke about a certain boxing class. And he said, all they teach you over there is victory. See the pictures, victory, victory. Nobody talks about the fight, the pain that a person goes through in order to win at the end of the day. That's what Klal Yisrael is, the fight. It's all about the fight, every day of our life. I was just talking now, very negeya, mamish, a few minutes ago. I wish you were here. The guy said to me, what? My whole life is going to be like this, up and down and up and down? Yeah, that's your whole life. That's the way a person, the way the teva of a person is to have ups and downs and ups and downs. And that's Yaakov in his whole life. Ups and downs and ups. He had a bad day. Someone said to me, what? You have bad days. No, a guy just asked me this question. I thought it was going to fall. Come on, you tell me you have bad days. Me? You know what I mean? Yaakov in had bad days. He had hard days. I have bad days for sure. And because of the way, a human being doesn't have bad days. Obeyed weeks, obeyed months, obeyed years. In kaza davar. No such thing. A person has struggles. That's what life's all about. What makes the mensch? How he comes out in the end of the day. Comes out levadoi. You could be on the highest madriga you could possibly, you could become a godly being. Mamish. You can become dovuk to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Yaakov Avinu says, his dmus, the yuknoi, Shav Yaakov Avinu, is in the Kisei Yaakov, as what? Representing an Odom Shavu. He represents an Odom Shavu. He reached the Madrega from Shleimus. By what? Yisrael. By fighting, and fighting, and fighting. Person thinks you get to the end, you get to the end of the road, you get to where you're going by things going smooth. Yeah. This guy succeeded that. This guy succeeded in that. This guy said the art scroll books. He said the art scroll books, they're terrible, he said. Right? They clean up the whole fight. Right? You read the Gedolim stories, the guy at 5 years old he was finishing Mishnayos, at 6 years old he was finishing Bavli, at 7 years old he got to Yerushalm. The rest of his life was just Chazara. Good, clean. Nobody knows the fights that every single godly went through. The fights that every single person goes through every day of his life. And when Reb Nosson Tzvi was nifted, the Shiva said, everyone was talking about the godless of Reb Nosson Tzvi. Yeshiva he built, unbelievable koyach, go collecting money, and the hasmada, how he learned through all this pain. Yeshiva said, Yisrael said, could you imagine how hard it was for him to get dressed in the morning? Forget about the big things. Getting up, you know how hard it is for a person like that to get up in the morning and get dressed? I used to see him every morning coming into shachris, tefillin, to put on tefillin was a struggle for him. He used to put on the film, he couldn't get it tight right away. He put on the film, and then afterwards, he would first tighten up the straps. The whole process. We were ready. I was going to answer already. He was still putting that film. I could have been. It's a process. Life is a process. That's what people don't like to hear. Life is a process. A process of ups and downs, and the end of the day, can become a person, nobody's going to mess with you. Who are Malach can't mess with such a person? You ever say about the Chala, right? That gets mashed up and beaten up and twisted and now it's put in the oven, burnt and fried. Comes out nice, smelling good. Yovei Kishima, he says over here, Pshat, Pshutoi, on the Mephoshim, Shemisha Levadoi, he was left alone. Ulechein is Yovei Kishima. And that's why a person came, that's why this Malach came, to fight with him, because he was Levadoi. Aval fi ha-medrish, yish lefarish. And it was, he gufa, Shemir Yaakov, Madregas Levadoi, that's why Shemis Avek Imoi, Sarah Shalisha, they'd have secret and take Kusay. That's what he wanted to take him away from. It's because he was Levadoi, the only thing left to do was push it aside, a Malach came down from Shemayim to try to break him. He couldn't break him. Couldn't break him. They call it Yisrael. Call him Tuchel. Fight. That's what Klal Yisrael represents. A fight. Ups and downs and left. And right, the thing on the monitor, on the heart, on the person, is in the hospital. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Right, and then it goes like this. You know what happened? You know what that means? No one wants to be smooth sailing. Life is smooth sailing. The key is the falls, but the falls always following up. Fall up, fall up. Don't plot. When you plot, that's when the fall. You may have sinned in those down days, they get extended and extended and extended. That's sin. Person has to make sure the fall doesn't take him out. Get back up. Always gets back up. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. I always say pshat. Not pshat. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. Why is he tzadik? Because he got up. The tzaddik because he got up, that's how he learned pshat? It's poshut pshat? The tzaddik because he fell. A person that never falls and he's always up, it's not a tzaddik. It's a mas shimeyem. It's a malach, he always says. It's a malach, not a tzaddik. That's a person that, yeah, everything goes good for him, right? That guy that his nose never runs, right? You know that guy? He has that shirt never gets untucked. It always goes smooth. His hat never, his hair's always combed, his hat never falls off, right? In the wind, it doesn't get blown away or straight. Everything's Masudar, has a good head also, his learning is good, gets the perfect shidduch. Things go right in life. The Rebbe is always like him. Things go right in life. That's a malach. Tzadik. Tzadik has to fall. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. Oh, but if he doesn't get up, obviously he's not going to get to the madrega tzidkus. But a tzadik has to fall. We have to use the falls as an advantage to us. Adarabba, forget it. It's an advantage to us. Because I felt that's what makes a shmata out of a mensch. The Rebbe Yishalim make a shmata out of a mensch. Before he can show how beautiful a person can really be. The Rebbe Yisrael has a keren. It says in Yeshaya. Rebbe Yisrael has a keren. So what's the keren? The Eibishter makes wine. Ever say you make wine? How do you make wine? You take beautiful grapes and you smash them. Yeah? The old-fashioned way by people's feet, right? You run on the... Step on it in the barrels. They smash and smash and smash. It doesn't look pretty. It's not so nice looking. You smash and you smash and you smash until it's mamish pure. Yayin tohor. And they make from it gewaldige wine. They sell from one bottle, one little cluster of grapes that before it cost 99 cents. Now, is in a bottle of wine, it costs up to $100. Sometimes it costs $100, no? Age it, if you make it to 100 years, when you're not 100 years, worth more. Rebbe Yisrael has a carrot. Klal Yisrael is a Rebbe Yisrael's carrot. Wants to see us vaxois, to come out from these nisyonos. To be left levadoi, completely alone, without anyone. People always looking in life. This guy with me, and that guy with me. Always a shoulder to lean on. A A person can hit a madrega, he doesn't need anyone. I'm one with the Rebbeinu Shalom. I don't care what people think. I don't care what people are going to say. I don't care if I'm going to fail. Let's not think about failure. Let's think about what? The chance we miss when we don't even try. About failure. Worry about failure. Vadoi. I think a famous politician once said, I'm a novel, but a famous politician once said that success consists of going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. Someone's read a list to me of a person's failures. Every year something else I have at home. Every single year something else happened. Nebuch, this, he failed, he tried to do this, he failed in that, he failed out of this course, he failed that, he tried to get into the university, then the does, he had a heart attack, he lost his girlfriend, I don't know, this and that. Every, mom is a life you could think of, and who are we talking about in the end of the day, this person asked me. So I don't know, some guy that I probably never heard of that's buried in who knows what park cemetery, died at 19 years old, I don't think, come on, but Abraham Lincoln. List of Abraham Lincoln's failures, he read me. Every other year something bad happened to him. And he said he never gave up. Ever gave up. Go weiter, go weiter, and go weiter. And it's easier said than done. Not easy. Yisrael, we have to remember, our name is Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. It's not Tuchel. Imagine we would have been named Klal Tuchel. Then life would be easy. We succeed. We're just people that succeed. We're born with success. Hovering. But how did Yaakov Avinu have it? Where does strength come from? That's the kasha. Where does strength come from? We said last week. We know the foundation of a person is when he's young. What's the one thing the Torah tells us about Yaakov Avinu when he was young? Yay, Esau was ish tzai. What did Yaakov Avinu do until he started with all this? With all this, the brachas, the b'chayr, and the brachas, and love him. What was he doing till then? Ish tam yeshiva yom. The secret ingredient to a yid, what keeps with the fight, parasi yitzet, haro, that's the gemara, parasi toira tavon, only toira, that's the only one. A person that's not learning toira, that's not oisik into this, that's not omul b'toira, he's not going to have the strength. Everyone on them are madrega. This person's amelus is learning Mishnah every day, getting through a Mishnah known. I'm not talking about writing 100 Sfarim, Noshim Nazikin, Kochim. I'm not talking about that. Every person on their Madrega making sure that they have something, they're Isaacin, they're Omelim, Taira. I was by a void one time, and I saw there was a big Talmud Chochum over there sitting on the side, and he's one of his Talmudim there, learning with the Shtikul Chumish, and he walked up there, we were waiting for the void to start. He walked up to him and he asked him a shtickle and Rashi over there, and he looked at him and said, yeah, they're talking about it. I think it was maybe even just like a little, a tight word maybe in Rashi. And afterwards, the Talmud Chacham said, you see, I mean, she said, oh, where's his head? Everyone's sitting around, enjoying their friends, waiting for the heart to start. This kid's sitting there, shtickle Rashi in Chumash. It's very Chumash. That's where his head's holding. Ask him what time it is. Ask him if the heart's there. He doesn't know. It's very Chumash Rashi. Every second of our lives, he said, every second of our lives, we have to ask ourselves, am I wasting time? Am I wasting time? Or am I giving myself, my neshama, the nourishment that it needs in order to become the Madoi? Little bit. Just a little bit. To care. Caring enough small. I had a rabbi one time. He said, everyone wants to know what I want from them. He said, you know what I want from you? Care. Cry. Sweat and bleed. That's very extreme. Care. Let's start with caring. Start with caring. Where are we holding? Person, we have to ask ourselves. We have to ask ourselves, where are we holding? We're on a derech. Are we on a derech to levadur? Is that what we want from ourselves? Or why don't we just whatever, you know, it's not be dependent on other people, and so I won't win every fight. I'll be, you know, I don't mind being concerned about it. Champion. Or is a person going to say to himself, I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I can do it. Eibishter gave me whatever he gave me. gave me only because I can handle it, and this is what's going to make me vaxxed. This is what's going to make me a god. Me a god? Yeah. Me a god. Let's not be happy by selling ourselves short. To be happy with little things, yeah, as steps. But the big picture has to be in the end of the day. You want to be big. You want to be big. All that we can be. Who said that? Who knows? Be all that we can be. All right. Simcha knows. Army has that story. Be all that we can be. Ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to help us. We should make the situation around us suitable. Obviously, it's hard when things happen. I can't work like this. You know, you think the person goes to his boss, I can't work like this, right? Got this guy speaking on the phone, this guy, I need my own office. You want me to do a good job? I can't work like this. There's too much going on around me. The place is not mesuder. I need Shmadas. I want to serve with all my kindness, but I need help from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Tfilo. Says the Gemara, that's what's going to be much there. This without that doesn't work. You need both. With that, you have a complete kesher to the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's feel the Torah.